Visiting today, Bob Rodenberger is back with us from Stockman's. Now, I know not everybody had sales this week, but we did see a couple of sales, didn't we, Bob?
Yeah, El Reno had a sale, and I know like Warrika, Comanche, and Apache. I mean, after Tuesday, about everybody that normally is in that schedule had some sales. And we had some good runs. This is the shocker. I thought we had sold every old wore-out cow in Oklahoma, and I had 500 of them again yesterday.
Wow.
I don't know where they're coming from. I mean, I'm not talking about young cows. I'm talking about wore-out cows that were open, super thin, mismanaged. I mean, I thought, there's no way we'll have 500 cows. And we did. They're still coming to town. Of course, we ain't got no grass. Limited wheat. We do have some wheat in some areas. There's some stocker cattle being turned out. Had a nice run of calves and feeder cattle. Tremendous quality. Excellent market on everything. Everything. I mean, the sellers, it's in the seller's favor right now. I know expenses are higher, but cattle are higher. I mean, we've got a possibility for a good market probably for the next 3 years. Now, I don't know what expenses are going to be. We've got a good market.
It seems like price has been really good this week. Is that normal for after a holiday week?
Yeah. The first couple of weeks after the first of the year, after the end of the year, has always been good. Everybody gets paid a commission. The buyers get paid a commission. They ain't done nothing for 2 weeks. They got to go back to work. Feed yards hadn't got any cattle. There hadn't been anything moving. Truckers hadn't been hauling. I mean, everybody's willing to get after it and go back. And I mean, the market was awful good.
And I know mainly the big concern as we get into 2023 is the lack of cattle. Is that kind of what you're thinking is the biggest concern as well?
Yeah, I mean, we're thinking that. I mean, you know, of course, Casey, I heard, you know, back in May, there wouldn't be any November, December cattle. And now we had, don't get me wrong, we had a lot of, our cow numbers is what, our killing cows is what's up. But there was plenty of calves. There was plenty of calves yesterday. We sold 1,000 more cattle yesterday than we did a year ago, the first sale.
You expect that to continue like we're going right now?
No, I mean, we're going to run into less numbers. There's no doubt about that. They're coming at the time when they're, I mean, we're fitting the supply right now. Your buyers are also thinking there's going to be less. And I think that's one reason they're bidding it up. They're trying to buy cattle in anticipation of less numbers coming in front of us. And it's no doubt. What was our cow, our numbers down? I don't remember whatever our numbers down. We're going to be less that many cattle for calves to come to town. I mean, I know those 8,000 cows I've sold over and above a year ago is 8,000 less calves I'm going to have Apache at the end of 2023. I do know that.
Looking ahead, since this is the first time we talked after the new year, what are your other concerns as we look towards 2023?
Oh, Casey, I mean, our consumer demand. I mean, right now, the people are still willing to buy the product. There's still money out there somewhere because they're still buying beef. It's just going to be economics, political and economics. We can't price our product out of line, but right now we have not met consumer resistance yet.
What are your thoughts on the fact that we've had to kill a bunch of heifers this past year?
It just makes for a better market down the road. I mean, there's no retention. When we see the heifer numbers drop in the feed yard, that's when this thing will really get a lot better.
What is the busiest time, would you say, in your experience at the sale barn, the busiest time of the year?
Well, January has always been one of our bigger months. And of course, March is big because the people that's going to cut their wheat have got to come off. The next big runs, May and June, the ones that graze out, and then you start back. You got August was big for your cows, the people at Kevin in that's got fall calving cows, and then you know you're back to your normal cycle in the fall, all your spring calvers. January has always been a big deal in Southwest Oklahoma because a lot of them kick their calf crop out on wheat. They don't want to take the income in that year, so they roll them over into the next year. January's always been a big week. February, a big month. February will be light because they want to get that 30 days grazing. And then the ones that are true farmers that are going to harvest it, anything that's on wheat's got to be gone by March 1st. And then the ones that graze out, you know, April, May. This wheat's got where it matures so much earlier. It seems like April, the end of April's got where it's big, where it used to be. The month of May in general was big. And then you've got the people that are carrying from May till June just to try to look at that market up in June versus May because May's got so many cattle. Now, I don't think we'll see as many cattle in May is normal, but you always see more May cattle than you think.
You have any advice for producers this week?
What I'm looking at, the government LRP, I mean, I know people aren't, and myself, in fact, knowledgeable about using risk protection with the Chicago Merc, but the government, this insurance they're offering, this LRP, go out there and lock in some of these prices. I mean, you can go ahead and get protection on a May steer at the mid 90s. You can get protection on an August grass steer in the low $2. I mean, that will cut, that just guarantees you you're going to get paid for what you're doing. If it falls out of bed and if it goes up, you still get to participate in the up in the market.
All right, Bob, if folks have questions, how do they get in touch with you at Stockman's?
1-800-926-9696. There's four or five of us. Take phone calls 724.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Casey.